It's Thursday and time again for Across the Aisle, our weekly roundtable on politics. This week, Dick Woodbury, an economist who served in the legislature as an independent, Meredith Strang Burgess of Burgess Advertising, a former Republican lawmaker, and Cynthia Dill, an attorney and columnist who served in Augusta as a Democrat. They spoke with Keith Shortall.
Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, happy Thursday. Great to have you all around the console once again. President Trump suddenly siding up to Democrats in Congress. He struck a deal, reportedly, with House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer on raising the debt ceiling for another 3 months. And Republicans, including Paul Ryan, are not happy with this new alliance. What's going on here, Cynthia?
Well, I think President Trump is realizing that the Republican Party is internally at odds with with each other around some pretty big issues, including the debt ceiling limit. They cannot pass a debt ceiling limit bill that doesn't have other things attached without the support of Democrats. And so I think the president saw an opportunity to strike a deal with Democrats around an issue that needs bipartisan support, and in doing so throws some shade on Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. But I think it's well-deserved. I mean, they have come up short with helping the president, repeal and replace Obamacare. They have done really nothing to advance his agenda since putting Neil Gorsuch on the bench. And so I see it actually as very interesting and effective political strategy. I mean, he sort of has his foot on the neck of the Republican leaders saying, look, if you're not going to produce the votes to get things done, then I'm going to look to people who can. And I think it's also important to note that this need for Democrats to pass legislation around the debt ceiling, it's similar when it comes to immigration. And so I think the president is wisely setting up a very good debate to have before the 2018 elections around the budget and around immigration. And that's good for Democrats.
Meredith, to the first part, does he have his foot on the throat of Republicans?
Well, I think I have to say I agree with Cynthia very much on this. I think that he was feeling thwarted at different sides from the Republicans, so he thought he'd maybe try this side. Those that are saying that this is Trump at his deal-making mode best. It was presented Wednesday night. We'll see. It's supposed to come to the Senate on tomorrow. It's attached to the disaster appropriation bill, and we will see how that plays out.
Dick, is this the art of the deal finally finally being done?
I don't know. I think I have to disagree with Cynthia and Meredith, potentially. It's rare that you'd refer to this president as being thoughtful and strategic about his behavior in dealing with certain policy issues. He's much more likely to be seat of the pants and off the cuff and random. My speculation is there's a fair amount of that in what happened this past week as well. On the policy face of it, you can't have America defaulting on its debt, so you have to raise the debt ceiling. We are in the middle of some significant natural disasters that compassion requires that you respond to. So policy-wise, you absolutely want to pass both of these things, and doing them together, if that reinforces them both, seems like a perfectly logical thing, and it almost seems more like playing politics not to do that. I think I just come back to that to the extent that this president has a calling card, it's unpredictable.
Back here in Maine, the field is growing in the race for governor in 2018. Ken Fredette, State House Minority Leader, entering the race for the Republican nomination. Fredette made his announcement yesterday. He made it just hours after fellow Republican Garrett Mason, the Senate Majority Leader, was to announce but had to cancel because of the death of his mother. There are three Republicans here, Fredette, Mason, and Mary Mayhew, the former DHHS commissioner. And there are nine Democrats, two Greens, and one Independent. And we're still waiting for Susan Collins to announce whether she's going to get in. Meredith, are we still waiting for that?
I think we are.
If the field stayed this way between Mason, Fredette, and Mayhew, Republicans wouldn't have a great deal of choice ideologically.
That's potentially true. We've certainly got on the conservative side, Garrett and Ken Fredette. Mary Mayhew, I'm frankly really not sure. She was a Democrat for most of her life. Obviously, she was involved with LePage's administration through DHHS in managing that for the last 7 years. So she certainly has some conservative programs that she's put in place. So I look forward to learning more.
Cynthia, the conventional wisdom here is that Collins would easily win the general election if she got in, but might suffer an upset in the primary. With this field as it is here, do you see that being the case still?
Absolutely not. I mean, with this field, Senator Collins, it would be a walk in the park. She would be the nominee, no doubt, in my mind. And what's interesting, actually, now between the choices of Ken Fredette, Garrett Mason, and Mary Mayhew, is it does seem like they all would be trying to get the Trump base. And that's going to be an interesting primary, and that's going to be one that might benefit the Democrats running, because it'll give sort of a public airing of some of the, you know, infighting that Republicans have going on about, you know, what's happening at DHHS and whether or not, you know, to engage in negotiations around the solar bill, welfare, fiscal ideas. So my hope is that the Republican field stays relatively small with the group that we have, because I do think that they are unlikely to break away from the Trump image. And that's I think that's a tarnished image, and it will boost the chances of what I consider to be more thoughtful and better candidates.
Dick, there's been speculation that Collins might get in but run as an independent to avoid that primary threat. Is that a possibility still?
Well, it's certainly something that many of us have speculated about as being a possibility. And yeah, I, for all the reasons we've discussed, I think she's an exceptionally strong candidate as an independent. Personally, I hope she unenrolls. I think that would be a great statement about the problems with party politics today. But beyond that, I sort of just echoing some of the things that Cynthia and Meredith said about the similarity, in a way, of all of the Republican candidates being, you know, trying to take the LePage wing of the Republican Party, which is, frankly, dramatically different from what we had in 2010, when I would say the majority of the 2010 candidates were more the moderate side of the Republican Party. And Susan Collins would bring that if she comes in and runs as a Republican. There are others who might, a Roger Cates or a Peter Mills or a number of the others who were involved in the 2010 could come back. So we may not have seen the total field yet.
All right. Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, see you next week.